Vayishma Yisrael, Mashmu Hashem Oba, Zakdashi Kriyas Yamsuf Mohammed Samalek. So I wanted to discuss what is the Yichud of Kriyas Yamsuf and Mohammed Samalek. What's the Yichud of Kriyas Yamsuf and Mohammed Samalek? That is what Yisrael Shama. And even though Be'emes is the Makar of this, the Gemara in Zvachim, is that there's three shitas and they don't necessarily agree to each other, and there's another shita of Matan Torah. Rash is going with the shita now that Yisrael is called the Matan Torah, so he doesn't bring in that shita, and the two shitas that he does bring doesn't necessarily agree to each other. But the Mefarshim learn up here that Rashi apparently is learning that the two shitas are going with each other, Kriyas Yamsuf, Mechamas Amalek, and it's together. So Shem says, what is the Yichud over here, these two things, that it's somehow the same Inyan, that it's since they're somehow the same Inyan, that they were mechazik each other. This is what Yisrael saw. Maral speaks about it. Maral says, one Indian, Maral says, the pshat is because one is a shlemus of Shemayim. Amalek is the shlemus of Kadosh Baruch Hu Shlit and Shemayim. Mohammed Samalek, his tak will kabi maila. And the shlita on the Yamsuf is the shlita on the Yam, which is also, these are the two areas. More than, I guess, Makas Dam, which is only in a specific place, but the Yam is considered the Yam of all of the Mayim in the world. So that's how he explains that. So another beer is because maybe there was a suffix in the lave of Klai Yisrael about Moshe Rabbeinu. And maybe he did the Nisim, but by Memela, maybe he did the Nisim on the Yam, but once he saw that Moshe was Mistakel Kapi Maila and it was the other Shal Moshe that made them just be Mishaber Takarish Baruch Hu, so Memela was. That was what gave them chiz. That was what proved that it was really, it was how much, it was the Nisim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But I was thinking maybe based, we were working on something. There was an story from last week's Shmuz, an Inyan, that maybe would explain this a little bit better. That, not better, but another Eifen. That, like this, there's a dogish in the. I mentioned in the Shiran Shabbos morning. There's a dogish that the hanhaga of Kadosh Baruch Hu on the Yamsuf was different than the hanhaga of Kadosh Baruch Hu till the Yamsuf in the Makas. That the hanhaga of Kadosh Baruch Hu in the Yamsuf was the hanhaga of Melchama. You find it 3-4 places in the parsha that it says. It says. Perikidal pasikidal Hashem yilochem lachem atem tacharishin. And then it says ki Hashem nilcham lachem. Later they saw when they were vayasas oifam akavaysa vayas vayomer mitzrayim anusim tenezol ki Hashem nilcham lachem b'mitzrayim, which means not before, means now. He's nilcham and rashes b'mitzrayim. Right now there's a Melchama with Hashem in Mitzrayim. Until now it wasn't called Melchama. Until now it was Makas. Now it's called Melchama. Hashem, and that's why in the Shira they said, Hashem Yish Melchama. This was this ayah that it was an hanhaga of Melchama. It's also a first pasuk, really, with Rashi, the Chilak, the Kavaldik, that in Pashas Vaschanon, it says, "Oy hanisa lekim lakachas legoy mikarev goy b'masas b'oisus u'mosim u'b'mochama." Did Hashem ever do an ace for any other ni'uma b'mochama? Zokt Rashi, b'masas is b'oisus b'simonim lahamin mazabiyotre v'mosim is the makos b'mochama b'yam. That means that the hanhag of Hakadosh Baruch Hu in mochama in the context of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Wasn't Melchama. On the Yam, there was a Musig of Melchama. So, Shaila is, what is the Yichud of, why was the, what was Neschadish over here, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there was a Oifen of Melchama. So, we also find that the Melchama is this is a Muhammad that Kadosh Baruch Hu has with Amalek. That Muhammad Hashem b'Amalek midar dar, and that there was a Muhammad over here with Kadosh Baruch Hu and Amalek. So what's the Indian specifically of Muhammad that was a Schadish over here? What's the Indian of the Muhammad with Amalek also? So the Teretz is, Eliyahu was speaking about this last week or so ago, that the Hanago Kodesh Baruch Hu in Mitzrayim was Hanago of Einish. He was being managed to Mitzrayim. But he's managed to Mitzrayim because they would did something wrong. If maybe Klaiso would do something wrong, they would also get punished, perhaps. It's not a raya to any particular relationship that Kodesh Baruch Hu has with Klaiso. But Melchoma is different. Melchoma, you only engage in Melchoma when you're attacked. You don't stop as engage in a Melchoma. Melchoma has very specific guidelines to it. It's not this versus that. Melchoma is when the when there's an attack, then you respond back in Melchoma. This is an attack which is mechayev a hanag of Melchoma back. So now, Melchoma requires that there's a melech. A melech and an umah have to make a Melchoma. A yachid cannot make a Melchoma. A yachid doesn't do a Melchoma. A yachid can do an einish, can punish back, can do nekama, but a yachid doesn't wage war. Now, waging war is the act of a melech on behalf of an umah, like the Rambam says. The Rambam calls hilchos melachim, hilchos melachim um milchamay sehem. That the milchama is the milchama of the melech. No, milchama is the way a melech responds on behalf of the umah. So the Klal Yisrael, the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu started at the Yamsuf. That's when it became that Malchusa Beratz and Kiblu Aleihem, we say by davening, Hashem Yimloch Leilam Voed, that the Goyim says the Beferish in the Desaliyah and Dvarim, that he says that there were four times HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Klal Yisrael was Makabal Malchusa, and the first one was Aleihem. The Yam was the place that there was a Kabbalah of the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu became the Melech, and Ein Melech B'lo that means that there was a special thing that happened at the Yamsuf. What happened in the Yamsuf, well, it wasn't just a Midah Kenegi Midah. What happened at the Yamsuf was that the Malchus of Kodesh Baruch came established in the world. In order to have a Malchus of Kodesh Baruch established in the world, there has to be an Ummah of Klal Yisrael that's here to promote that Malchus. And in Mela, there's an Ummah and a Melech over here. And this is what happened at Kriyas Yamsuf. That Klal Yisrael became solidified as the Ummah of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and they were makabel him as the melech, and the melech, and that's what we said by the shir there, that it goes both ways, that we have to call out Hashem Echad, that we have to call out the Yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he calls out to us, Hashrecha Yisrael Michamoicha Amnoisha B'Hashem, and this is the relation that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this was established at Kriyas Yamsuf, that we have a special relation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's our melech, and we are his ummah. So, Memela, what happens? L'chaira says like this. There's two ways that when you're attacked, you wage a war. So either you're attacked, the first way is that you attack the people. When you attack the people, so now the melech, even though he's comfortable in his palace, but you attack his people, so now he feels attacked, and now he has to respond b'melchama. And that's what Klal Yisrael saw. That was the special thing that Klal Yisrael saw, is that that every single mitzri that was hurting a yid, and every single time that a yitzi was being maki a yid, it was really a hakot on a Kadosh Baruch Kaviyachol. It was hakot on his ummah. He took it personally. That this is my ummah that you're hurting. So now it's not just you did something bad, Mida Kenegan Mida. Now it's there's a Muhammad you're waging against me. So Klal Yisrael was makir this Indian that Kadosh Baruch was treating them as his ummah, because he's waging a war. He's making a Muhammad. He's making a Muhammad must be that we're his ummah. He's taking it kaviyachol. He's taking it personally to that degree. So Mamela, there's a Muhammad over here, which makes sense. Why? What the whole shir was. The whole shir was that they were makir the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, means that he's taking us as his ummah, which means it wasn't about the nisim. The nisim were gevaldik in Mitzrayim in the makas also. The nisim of the makas were gevaldik. The shir wasn't about the nisim. The shir was about this thing that we're being makabel the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, and that he's stands up for us, Pateras Melchama, which is why it makes sense the Velt Kasha, that how come Klai Yisrael was allowed to sing Shira and the Malachim were not allowed to sing Shira? Because the Malachim says that Matem, how can you be Shar Shira? But because the Malachim were being Shar about the godless of the Nisim. So the godless of the Nisim is at the expense of the Mitzrayim. So that's not appropriate to sing Shira. But if the Shira is about the relationship of us as the Ummah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a whole different Shira. So that they're allowed to do. Okay. Now, that's one way around. What's the other way around? The other way is that, like we're saying, any attack on the malchus of the melech is responds in war, responds in a melchama. So when you attack the umma of the melech, so then the melech responds in melchama, and that's what happened in the Yamsuf. You're attacking the umma of the melech, so now I'm going to have a melchama with you. There's another way, is that you attack the malach himself. You attack the malchus itself. So a malach comes, and a malach makes a melchama on Hashem himself, kaviyachal. The melchama of a malach is a melchama by Hashem, is a melchama on HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. That they don't want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to have, and that's what the Chazal say, that in Kisei Shalem, means the etzim throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kisei is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses his malchus in the world, that it's clear that Hashem is the malch over the whole world, and they're coming to say, no, in a Kisei Shalem, we don't want a malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu over here. Forget the people, they're not attacking the people, necessarily. That's not where they're stelling their malchama. They're stelling their malchama against the malchus itself. And they're saying that everything the Kodesh Baruch don't control the world. The Netziv is a gevaldik mahalach over here. That the whole melchama was on kiyadua. That the whole melchama was of malach is to blame everything on teva and to take away the shkacha pratis. But he says he touches it into every pasuk. Just one thing he says that was very nice to say over. He said. Means that. Like, everything in the Shemesh represents the Teva, the Karach of Teva, Tachas HaShemesh, like Kohelis, Tachas HaShemesh, everything in the world of Teva. So we have to show that Kol Zman there's a Shemesh in the world, Kol Zman that there's a Teva in the world, they're really Yad of Emuna, that we have to look and see up to Shemaim, and we have to see in the Shemaim in the Teva. Adboy HaShemesh, once it's going to be lost of love, and then Umay Sa'olam are going to be Makar, then everyone's going to be Makar. But until then, that there's a Shemesh in the world, we have to see that really, we have to look at the Yad of Shemesh, and Yad of Shemesh should be Emuna to Klai Yisrael, Adboy HaShemesh, that the whole time that the Shemesh is out in the world, that we see the Yad of Kodesh Baruch Hu. But this is the Mochama. So there's a very interesting Gaara that I heard this week. That the pshat is like this: when Klai Yisrael was being attacked, when the melchama was being waged against Klai Yisrael, when the melchama was being waged against Klai Yisrael, then Hashem makes the war, makes the melchama. But when the melchama is against the melech himself, then it's fakir. Then Klai Yisrael has to make the war. Why didn't Hashem just make the melchama against the malach? No, Hashem says, say yilachim b'malach. You have to make the melchama. If the melchama is, the malchus is made up of the umma and the melech. If they're attacking the umma, so then the melech has to protect the umma. But if they're attacking the melech, then the umma has to protect the melech. So there's two ways to have a melchama against the melech, against the malchus. And both ways show the relationship, the kesher between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That we're so connected, we're so one, that we're so, Hashem chose us to represent Him, that when we're attacked, He's being attacked, and therefore He fights back for us. And when He's being attacked, then we have to fight back for Him. That's the melchama of Amalek. That we have to, the melchama of Amalek is the tzibur and Klal Yisrael to make the war. We're not saying that Hashem is going to do the melchama. No, He wants us to do the melchama because we have to show that we're protecting His malchus. So, Memela. So Mamela, that's maybe another Nekuda here. Right after this whole parasha comes Yisra, Vayishma Yisra, and he sees Kriyas Yamsuf and Melchamas Amalek. But the idea is, it wasn't the godless of the Nisim. There's a lot of Nisim. A lot of people see Nisim. Nisim is one thing, but a person doesn't always get inspired from Nisim. But he sees this thing, that Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu have a kesher, that Hashem chose Klal Yisrael to be His ummah. You're going to go around the whole world and find an ummah and go and do this and that. But Lamaisa, you're not representing a Kadosh Baruch in the world. You have no You're not the ummah that you have no job in a particular relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The only ummah that the Kadosh Baruch Hu chose to be his ummah, to represent his malchus in the world, is Klal Yisrael. So, and that's what you see. You see in Kriyas Yam Sof that there's a melchama, that Hashem makes a melchama against those that start up with Klal Yisrael. And you see in Melchamas HaMalek that Hashem wants us to make a melchama to protect his malchus, and we're the ones that represent his malchus in the world. So, maybe this is these two things together are what shows the Gevaldika Kesher of Klal Yisrael with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, that we have for. We have that yachas with Kadosh Baruch Hu. So this is what was Mas'ayre Yisrael to be born, join Klal Yisrael, to join this malchus, to be from the ones that are chosen to represent the malchus of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the Briah.